Do you guys stress them a little bit in practice on purpose just to see what they can handle, what they can't handle?
Absolutely. Mentally, you know, try to see which guys can learn, which guys can ask good questions, which guys aren't going to make mental mistakes. You definitely get a quick feel for that.
Help me out from a coaching standpoint. As a player, when you're done, you just pack your stuff up and you leave. Coaches, now, I'm sure you have hundreds of hours of film to pour over. I know a lot of our listeners think you guys just know exactly who you're going to draft, how you're going to bring guys in. What's the process like?
Well, the front office guys assign you certain guys to study, and then you got to write a report on them. And each report, you have to watch 3 to 4 games. So, like, for free agents, they gave me 22 guys. That means I got 88 full game films to watch just on free agents. Then we do the same thing. We do the same thing again with college guys. Every coach on our staff is getting about 25 guys that they're studying, and it takes a lot of time. There's a lot of eye bleeding going on.
Talking to Dirk Cutter. Hey, talk a little bit about this process going forward for you guys. Matt Ryan threw for an awful lot amount of yards, but you didn't have the balance that you wanted offensively. How do you find that?
Well, we got to commit to the run game a little bit more. That's something that I can definitely help with. But we've also got to do a better job of executing in the run game. I mean, I don't feel like we ever really gave Steven Jackson a great chance to get going last year. I mean, he got hurt in that second game, missed 3 or 4 games until he came back, and then we just got to commit to running the ball more, give it to Steven, and that'll help us get better fast.
When you're looking at bringing guys in, how do you decide, like, when you're looking at an offensive tackle, an offensive guard, you know, what are the attributes that are just a must for you?
Ooh, well, I'd say probably smart and tough are the two number one things. Is a guy capable of, we're going to be a multiple offense, so, you know, can he be an excellent pass blocker, because we got to protect Matt, but can he also move the line of scrimmage in the run game, and can he learn, can he think fast, can he think on the run? Now, that's easy for me to say. You can't get all that watching a guy on film. That's where you got to rely on your scouts, and you got to rely on what the guys are giving you from your pro scouting. And then, you know, with the whole salary cap, who's available, who's not. It's not just as simple as saying, hey, we like that guy, let's go get him. I mean, the guy's got to be available.